Okay, we're in Perek Yudalad and Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Yudches. The Rambam from now to the end of the Perek is going to deal with other structural issues with the get, specifically how the get is written and in certain anomalies and how the sofer writes the get. So Halacha Yudches, he says, Chamisha Shekasu get Echad the Chamish Nishosein. So as we recall, we know that the way get works is that a get needs to be written L'shem Isha, L'shem Isha. So the question is, can you economize this? So the case here would be is that, let's say five men wrote a get, okay? One get for five women, right? So they want to economize. Now, im kasvu bichlal kagon, shekasu bikach b'shabbos, girish poni l'ponis, upono l'ponis, okay? So if they decide to make the get in a manner where the wording of the get was inclusive, okay? That's what he means by bichlal. It was inclusive language, meaning on this day, he is divorcing her, and he is divorcing her, by using their names. V'chein amar kol echa mehen le'ishto, and each one said to their wife separately, l'chi dai tahavon, which basically means that you're basically allowed to go ahead and marry someone else. V'chol tove saget, okay? U'shnei edim chosem milmata, okay? And then two edim sign below. Harizek ha'kasher, v'inosin kol achas mehen edim mesira. So the get is kasher, but what has to take place? The get has to be given to each one individually in front of Eidei Mesira. V'im ein sham Eidei Mesira klal. Then, however, and this is going to be a problem, if there are no Eidei Mesira, kol shetetz megillah zu mitachas yada migreshes. Then only the last woman to hold on to the megillah, excuse me, to hold on to the get is divorced. So again, if there's Eidei Mesira, then they can use this one get, right, and use it, so to speak, for each wife. So you can go, A can give the get that contains five divorces to wife A. B can then give it to wife B, as long as it's in front of Eidei Mesira. But if there's no Eidei Mesira, and then the last woman to get the get is considered the one to be divorced. About im kasa bekach b'shabbos girish poni l'ponis, okay? But let's say he did as follows. Let's say he wrote on the get, the sofer wrote, so-and-so on this day of the week, he's divorcing her. V'hishlim a get, and then he finishes the get, okay? And then v'hiskel tachtav get acher, bosa megillah. So he writes one get, so to speak, on the scroll, and then skips a line and then writes the second get on the same scroll. Because of Yom Zeh, and says on this day, Obekach Shabbos Girish Pon Eponis. V'hishlim a get asheni. V'chein ad shehishlim kol agitim. Okay, v'eidim el mata. So now imagine if you're looking at the scroll unfolded vertically, you would see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gets, so to speak, and at the bottom, the eidim sign. Im nitna megillah zula kol achas mehem eidim asir, are kulam megureshes. If the get is given to each one of the five women with Eidei Mesira, then they're all divorced. Right, but let's say the case was is that there are no witnesses, okay, and the Megillah, the get, or with the five gets on it, ends up in the hands of one woman. Okay, so whoever's the last one, who's holding it, and it's the one the witnesses are reading out loud, the ones that their signatures on, then she's considered divorced. Okay, harizim megreshes. V'im ha'isa megillah, if the megillah yotza mitachas yad achas min rishonos, harizim suffer megreshes. But if it ends up in the possession of one of the women earlier on, meaning not the last one, but one of them before that, in that, again, in the five gets, let's say in get number three, it ends up in woman in wife number three's hands, right, who's third on the get list, then you have a suffix migureshes. So in this case, it only works without Eidei Mesira if it's the final woman on the list of gets on that scroll. Okay? Okay, a little complex case. Halacha Yudches. Now, kasav anu ploni uploni girashnu nishosenu plonis uponis. Now, let's say you create like a partnership of divorce where you say we, let's say Reuven and Shimon, are divorcing our wives, Sarah and Leah. Okay. Even if they go ahead and give the get to the women in front of Edim, it would not be considered a good get. Why? Because two women cannot be misgarshes one get. Remember, in the case before, right, it's a little bit different. In the case before, we're dealing with, let's say, five separate gets on a scroll. Here, and then giving them with Edim Mesira. Here, the problem is that there's a partnership, right? You can't create a partnership, so to speak, of get. Because it means the get is written for her and not for her and her friend. Okay, now Chazar, let's say afterwards, we part the Mesocha Aget, the Kasa Ploni Girish Ponis, or Ploni Girish Ponis, Bisman Ploni, Aray Eluk Sharon. But if you went back and amended the text, so you included the individual names, you said you separated out in the get that he's divorcing her and he's divorcing her, meaning the two different couples, then that would be Kasha. Okay, but the first way where you create like a Shutfus in the get, that one work. Okay, Alacha Chaf, Kasa Shnei Getem Shnei Dapim Megillah Acha, Zebet Sat Zeb. Let's say you wrote two gets on one Megillah, okay, but you wrote it at one column. This is horizontal, so to speak. Column here and column here. So they're parallel to each other. Okay, as long as there is Edom signing below each column get, then it will be good. Okay, and whichever woman ends up holding on to the get, she's the one who ends up becoming divorced. Now in Alach Yad Aleph, Hayu Sham Shnei Edom Bilvad, Boy Mitachas Get Zelatachas Get Zeh. But let's say in the case of the two columns of gets, where what ends up happening is that one set of witnesses, there's one set of witnesses who signed below both the two gets, so to speak. Im Yetze Mitachas Yad Zu She'edim Nikraim Im Gita Harezim Migrashas Im Yetze Mitachas Yad Hashniyah She'ena Edim Nikraim Imo Ena Get Ashim Shalab Edim. So wherever the witnesses are, so to speak, wherever their signature is below, okay, let's say it's below column one or closer to below column one, then if that woman from column one get is holding on to the get, then it's a good gerushin. And if not, if it's a second woman and we can't tie the signature of the witnesses to that second get, then it wouldn't be good. Okay, Alach Chabez, Kasav Shnei Getim Shnei Dapin Zelam Malam Izen. Now let's say in this situation you write two separate gets, one above the other on one scroll. They Va'edim Bein Shnei Getim, and now the Edom are between the two. So you have a get, and then the signature of the Edom, and then the second get. Shenimsu b'sof rishon amalmi nashin, right? It's at the bottom of the first and the top of the second. Im haya yotze mitachas yadzu shenim nekrayim b'sof gita, reizim egreshes, right? So if it ends up in the possession of the woman where the Edom are underneath, meaning the top one, then it would work. Then it would work. V'zu she'edom nekrayim b'rosh gita l'mala in the egreshes. And then the Edom for the, the top of the get above it, it wouldn't work for that woman. Ha'edim shechasu b'rosh adav shel get. Now let's say they sign at the top of the get, o mitzida o ma'acharav, or on the side of it, or behind it, meaning on the other side of the Megillah, ain't a get. That won't count as a get. In mitzolav edim kasher. However, again, since it's the Rabbanan, if you gave it in front of edim, be kasher. So their signature has to, we saw this before, but the signature has to be below, on the line below. Halacha chav gemal. Now, hekif rosh daf zel rosh daf zev. Because let's say you wrote two gittin, okay, two gets, in sort of like an arc, okay, where the beginning of one is facing the other one. Va'edim be'emsa. Now the witness is signed right in the middle between the two, right? Be'emsa. Va'edim be'emsa. Shenumtsu einim rosh shnei gittin. Right, and now that means the witness, the signature, is located at the tops of both gets. Shnei betalim. So they're both no good. Vim nimtsu lem be'edim shnei sharon. But if they were given in front of witnesses, it will still be a kasher get. Okay, Alacha Chav Dalid. Now, Shir Miksasa get. Okay, so let's say the sofer didn't complete the entire get. Okay, he left some of the text empty. Okay, so what does he do? The Kasu B'dafasheni. So he's got one column, right? And let's say he's not quite done, so he moves to the next column to finish off the get. Ve'edem milmata b'sofa dafasheni kasher. And let's say the witness is signed at the bottom of the second column, right? Again, this get, so to speak, split in half. That'd be kasher. But it's critical that it's clear in the Megillah, meaning in this get that you're writing on the scroll, that it's not that the letters got cut off in the first column, right? Rather, it's a natural procession from the end of the first column to the second one. So again, if this is not clear, even if it's given in front of Edom, harizu safek migreshes. Why? Why is it a suffix? Shema shnei gittin hayu, because it's possible they were two separate gets. V'nechtach miksaseh misofatav, miksas hasheni v'roshadav. And it's possible, basically, one part of it was cut off there, the other part was cut off on the top, and they're being put together that way. Meaning there were two incomplete gets that were put together rather than rather than running out of space in one column and working on the next one. Okay, finally, alacha chafei, as we finish off the parak. Haresha kasav aget. Okay, let's say you write the get, the achar shagamar, and after you complete the get, the sofer adds the following. Kasav Shailu b'shalom ploni. Okay, basically say hi to this person. Okay, oh shalom alecha ploni, or shalom unto you, ploni rei, whatever. Reuven, my friend. Okay, so let's say he adds that. He adds that to the end of the get. The chasmo edem el mata, right, and the edem sign below that. Okay, right, gets ze yotze mitachas yada, and it gets and ends up in her possession. I raise you suffix migareshes. This is a suffix. Why? Shemo lo chasmo edem el ashel shalom. Because maybe the witnesses aren't signing off on the get, but they're signing off on the fact that Sofer wrote, you know, how's everything going, guys? They signed, they signed underneath that. Avaim kasav, okay, but let's say they wrote, let's say the Sofer wrote in it, right, v'shalu v'shalam ploni, or v'shalam alecha rei, v'chiyotze b'zeh, sh'rei liva dvarim ilu al divrei get, v'ashneim chasmu al reizim migareshes, okay? Since since this is, in a sense, like part of the get, okay, he puts it in the get, since it becomes part of it, and the edim sign on the bottom, that's considered good. Okay. Ve'im nimsolav edim, ben kach raise a get kasher. Like every other case, if it's done in front of edim mesira, it's still considered a get kasher. Okay. That ends Perek Dalet. Now we're going to start Perek Hay. Perek Hay deals primarily with the reception of the get. Okay. So in Perek Dalet, we've completed the lachas that relate to the structure and the construct of the get. Now we're going to deal with the idea of the nasamah. Right, menasam biyada, that it has to actually go into her hands. And what does that mean that it goes into her hands? So we deal with all these various cases that discuss this topic. So Allah Aleph, Zeshinamar Batorah, Vinasam Biyada, right? The Torah says he's going to place it in her hand. Ain inyana kasav elashagia get la. What you should understand this to mean is that the get must get into her possession. I mean, it doesn't mean literally, right, that it has to be go into her hands. Vechad yada, ocheiko, chatsera, oshlucha, right? Sha'as yada ki yada. Right, it doesn't matter if it's in her shirt or chatzer or in a shaliach that she is basically an extension of her hand. Hakol echad hu, they're all considered one. Vechad chatzera haknuyala, right? It doesn't matter if she owned the chatzer or chatzera hamuskaris la, or she's renting it, or shula, she's borrowing it la. Hakol reshusa, all this is considered reshusahi. Umishyagia get reshusa nizgarsha. And once the get gets into her domain, then she's considered divorced. So again, it doesn't mean you have to actually place the get into her hand. Rather, as long as the get ends up in her domain, then it's considered a kasher get. So now we're going to explore those various permutations. Halacha beis. Hazorah get le'ishto l'tol chatzir. So what does the guy do? The guy throws the get into his wife's chatzir. Okay, it means her chatzir. Im haisa omedes sham betzad chatzir in his garsha. So she's standing next to her chatzir, then it's considered a good gerushin. Vim la, but she's not standing next to her chatzir, lo nisgarsha. Okay, it doesn't mean there's no divorce. It just means she has to be next to her chatzer, right, for the divorce to be extended. Right, even if you say that the chatzer is protected, right, and then you got nothing to worry about. It's not like the get's going to go anywhere, so to speak, right? Right. So basically, the requirement is that. Okay. Basically, what it means is that you shouldn't look at the gerushin in a way that's to her advantage. Rather, it is a liability, and therefore, what do you call it? We can't, so to speak, chov here means we can't establish a chov against the man from not being there. So basically, she needs to be there in order for the get to function. But it doesn't mean that she has to catch it. Okay.
Is she have to be in the chatzer or next?
No, right next to it.
Both.
She'd be staying like right in front. It's a good question, by the way, how close she has to be. We're gonna get to Dal Amos soon. So that's a good question. How close you have to be? Yeah. So look at Gimel. Now, Haiso Medes Barosha Gag Shala Vehu Milmata Bechatzero. Okay, so she's standing on her roof. He's standing in his chatzer. So she's up and he's down. Vizarku Lalamala. So what does he do? He throws the get up to her. Okay, strange case, of course. Kevin Shigil Aver Mechitza Tamaka Olapakos Mishosha Samacha Gag. Once the get hits the airspace, okay, what do you call it? Let's say, for instance, the maka, which is like the fence on a roof, or when it is within shalosh tfachim next to the roof, the disgarsha, the divorce, comes into existence. So again, she hasn't taken the get yet. She's on the roof, but it's now, so to speak, entered the domain of the roof. Uvavad shianyuch, but it has to come to a rest. So what we're talking about here is obviously not a large period of time. The get goes flying up, okay? Let's say we're looking at a stop clock. Okay, let's say 10 seconds after I throw it up, whatever, that's a good throw, but 5 seconds after I throw it up, it enters into the roof domain, right? At that point, she's divorced, as long as that get will eventually land on the roof, okay? Levad shenuch, it has to end up on the roof. So the divorce takes place prior to the get landing on the roof, but it has to be inevitable that the get's going to land on the roof. Now, what does that mean? Aval im nimchach unisraf kodem shagila. So let's say when I threw it up to the roof, there was a large fire right below the roof. And as I threw it up, right, it passed the domain of the roof, but then hit the fire, okay? Aval im nimchach unisraf kodem shagila. It doesn't matter that the thing that the get already entered into that her airspace, okay? Like for instance, let's say wind came along after it passed the roof and blew it, whatever. So since the get is never defined as ever being able to come to a resting point, then it's not considered a good get. Okay, that's halacha gimel. Okay, halacha dala. Now, haya gag shelo v'hu milmalabo, right? V'hi milmata v'chatzar shelo. Now, let's reverse it. He's on his roof. She's in her chatzar, okay? And he throws the get, v'zarek lagita, he throws the get down to her. Kiven sheyatza get v'mechitzas agag, v'igil v'mechitzas mekoma. Once the get leaves his property, so to speak, and then enters into her property, sheyomedesbo, nisgarsha. Once it gets into the boundaries of her chatzar, then it's considered like she is miscarriage. Okay, it's a little bit different than halacha gem. Halacha hey. Now zarko l'rishusa l'tocha eish v'nisraf. Now let's say she's in her chatzar and he sees like a bonfire there, and he throws it into her rishus, but he aims, so to speak, for the fire, so that now the get hits the fire v'nisraf olosocha mayim v'avad in a get. So even though it's in her domain, the get was never going to land in her chatzar; it was going to land in the fire and be destroyed. Avalim higia l'rishusa. Vinach, let's say, does get into her property and then comes to rest. And then right afterwards, immediately afterwards, the fire comes and consumes the get. Hareza get. That still will be considered good because you could say the get was defined as being resting in a place at some point in time. Okay, halacha vav. Okay, zarko agabe kana aroma ha na'utzim bershusa. Let's say she has a weapon collection in her chatzar, right? And what happens? She's got a spear that's in the ground, and he throws the get onto the top of the spear. Ain't a get ad shenuch b'makom a bo. It doesn't work until until it gets to the place that is protected by her, meaning it has to basically hit the ground. Shtei chatzeru zuluf nemizu. Okay, now, of course, it has to have this case. We have one chatzer inside another chatzer. Okay, now, in this case, ha'patim ishala, the inner chatzer belongs to her, v'achitzona shalo, and the outer chatzer belongs to him. The kosle achitzona gavos al panimios. Okay. And now, of course, to make it more complex, okay, the walls of the outer chatzar, okay, which belong to him, are taller than the walls of the inner chatzar, which belong to her. Okay. Kevan shezarak haget letoch aver achitzona, nisgarsha. Once the get hits the airspace of the outer chatzar, right, then she's automatically divorced. Why? Shapanimis bekosle achitzona mishtaveres. Because the walls of the inner chatzar are protected by the outside walls. Masha'in came bakupos. Now this would not apply to gets and containers, which we're going to get to the next halacha. But the point is, in this case here, is that once it hits the air of the outer wall, that's good enough because the inner chatzar is protected protected, so to speak, by the outer chatzar's walls. Halacha zayin. Now what about the shtei kupos? What are the containers? So ketzad. Shtei kupa zuluf nemizu. Okay, let's say you have two jars, okay? One inside the other. Hapanimis shalah, the inner jar belongs to her. Vachitzona shalah, and the outer one belongs to him. Vizarak lagita besochan. Okay, and what does he do? Excuse me, he throws the get towards the containers themselves. He throws it towards them, right? I feel the gila of hapanimis, even if he breaks the airspace of the inner container, it's not considered good gerushin. It must actually rest on the side, at least minimally, of the space of the inner one. Okay. This only applies when they're lying on their side, and there's no bottom to them. Let's say it does have a bottom to them. Even if it's actually resting on the ground, it's not considered a good gerushin. Why? Shekleya Isha Birshus Abal Eina Kona Lahaget. Because when it comes to Kalim, okay, that that belong to a woman that are inside the Rishus of the Baal, okay, she can't use that to acquire her get. Only if he's not concerned about the place, meaning the piece of ground, so to speak, that the kli is on. If he's not makbid about the makom, then it'll be a good get. But we assume normally he's makbid about that makom. Okay.
What does that mean? What does it mean, makbid?
It means he cares where she puts her
kalim.
No, he cares where she puts her kalim. In other words, he says I don't like when she puts her kalim on that part of my chatzar. That's like my space. You know, like a guy has got his own space. Okay, lachachas. Zarek lagita. Okay, now he throws a get to his wife. He besoch beso. Now she's in his house, or in his chatzar. Ainam agareshes. The divorce isn't good. Ad shiagia get liyada, olacheko, lakli, minakalim, shalah. It has to either go into her hand or into something she owns. Shaina baal makbid amakomo, right? Shaina baal makbid amakomo. Something that belongs to her, that he will be makbid on the location of it. Kagon, sluchis, o kfifa katana, chiyotaben. So he doesn't care about things like a small bottle, for example. He doesn't care where that's, about the space that's on. V'chein imigia l'mita shalah, okay? Let's say the get comes into a couch that she's on. She yosheves, that's her couch. She yosheves aleah, that she's sitting on it. Vaisa gavar atzar tfachim, and the couch is 10 tfachim off the ground, which we know is the minimal reshus for mechitza. Arezu megareshes, that's considered a good gerishin. Sherei chalka reshus la'atzma, because she's created a separate domain for herself. Vein abal makbid al makom karei mita. And the Baal doesn't care about the legs of the couch on the ground. He's not makbid, so to speak, on the legs of the couch that are on the ground. That he doesn't care about. Okay, lachates. Now, hish'ila habal makom mechatzero. Now, let's say the husband lent his wife an area of the chatzer, okay, for her to receive her get. He says, you can use a part of the chatzer to receive the get. V'lo yiyachto, right? But he never actually specifies where in the chatzer. Just says some part of the chatzer is for you to use. V'zark la get. He throws her the get. V'yigia la'arba amos shalah, shiomedes bahen, harezim migreshes. If it hits within the four amos, it's almost like a game here, but if it lands in the four amos, in her four amos, that's considered a good gerishim, okay? Now, nizgagal, v'nafa agabe kora. Now, let's say in the above case, okay, let's say the get rolls away from where she was standing, right? Fell on like a piece of wood, or agabe sal on a piece of rock, rachuk mena, on something far further from her. Imha ya makam shenafa alav, imba arba amos, arba amos. So if the place where the get falls onto doesn't have its own arba amos, arba amos, vena gavo asara, or it's not taller than asara tfachim, Beilo sham leve, right? And also it's not, it doesn't have its own separate name. Hare ze lo chalak rishus atzmo. Then it's not considered a separate domain. Vilcha'iluhu v'hi makam echad. Then it's as if him and her are actually in one makam, and it wouldn't work. However, v'im yesh sham echa mishosh advarim elu, as long as one of these three things are there, chalak rishus atzmo, then it's considered to be a distinct domain. U'makam echad hishala. And then it means that he lent her a certain discrete area. Okay, so because when he lent her the place, he lent her one makom, but not two makomos. Okay, only one, and therefore it's only the divorce would only work if it actually reached her hands. And finally, wind up halacha yud zarek la gita l'rishusa. Let's say he throws a get into her rishus, okay, and that she owns the other besok rishusa she omed esva, and it passes through the rishus she's standing in. V'nafa chutz l'rishusa. So he's got a good arm. And the get starts from his domain, enters her domain, but then exits it. Okay. Even if the get passed within three tefachim from the ground, it doesn't work until comes to rest inside her rishus. So if it passed through her avir, since it never came to rest in her rishus, that doesn't work. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick this up tomorrow.